Ted Barrett was a young 24-year-old when he attended the Joe Brakeman Umpire School in 1989. He climbed the ladder rung by rung and made his major league debut behind the plate in 1994. Barrett has proven to be built for this stuff. He's respected by his peers, the players, and the managers around Major League Baseball. Hello, everyone. This is Sports and Commentary. Welcome to the show again. My name is Greg Stewart, and this is a program that you help to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible gifts to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check in anytime for all the info you need right there on our website, WWIB.com. Ted Barrett's been very gracious with his time this week. He has agreed to join us on a final visit today on Sports and Commentary. So let's go through your resume a little bit here, Ted. You've worked playoffs, World Series, perfect games. What stands out in your memory as your own personal highlights from umpiring?
Well, that's picking out my favorite children. I certainly think the perfect games in 1999, I got to work the plate with David Cone throwing a perfect game. In 2012, I got to be behind the plate with Matt Cain, who threw a perfect game. So in the history of Major League Baseball, there's been 20-some, I forget, 25, I think, or I know a lot of people would know that. But and then I worked third base when Philip Humber did up in Seattle. So to be I'm the only umpire to be behind the plate for two perfect games and the only umpire to be a part of three perfect games. So I think about the history of Major League Baseball, the 150 years, however long we've been playing, and that's probably the rarest feat that can happen on the field. And I feel like I've caught lightning in a bottle a few times. So those are very special memories. Of course, all my the World Series are very special memories. And then in 2018, being able to be a crew chief of the World Series is the pinnacle of our profession. You know, when we go to umpire school, we dream about, wow, maybe one day I'll get to be the crew chief of a World Series. And God let me achieve that in 2018, which was very special. And then, of course, as I worked the plate that day in Los Angeles in the 2018 World Series, I didn't know that that was going to be a 7.5-hour baseball yes. game. But that was a special memory. And all of these things, you know, while I'm in the middle of it, I don't really think about it. I'm always thinking about the next game because you're only as good as your next game. But again, as we talked about retirement earlier, I think that's something I'm going to look back on and reflect and be amazed by. So lots of special memories with and not just the memorable games, but you know, the times I've had family, the times my parents have been with me for World Series games, the times my children have been on the road, my grandchildren have been on the road. Those are the memories that I take, and looking forward to getting back out and making some more with my family.
Yeah. You mentioned Philip Humber's perfect game out in Seattle in 2012. You worked that one, and just had Philip on the show about two and a half months ago, talking baseball and reliving that perfect no-no and talking about his faith, the impact that Christ has made in his life. So let's do that right now with you, Ted. You've been a follower of Jesus for many, many years. You've led Bible studies with your fellow umpires. Give me a sense of the spiritual climate with your group. How's God moved in your unique little society there of Major League umpires?
Well, you know, since the shutdown happened, there's been this great time. It's been really cool being able, like everybody else, we've hit the pause button. And I think it's given guys pause as to what's really important in their life. And you know, the security of the paycheck that we had, because nothing was going to stop Major League Baseball except, you know, maybe a labor dispute as it has in the past. So for God to come in and say, your paycheck is not your security, I'm your security, it's been a rich time of guys turning their attention to the Lord that haven't in the past. And it's been a great time of guys reassessing themselves. And I think God's doing a work in a lot of the guys that have been a part of our ministry for a while. We have done more Bible studies, and we have done more gatherings with Zoom, discipleship, one-on-one stuff. It's been a really a rich time of that. And I'm actually, from a spiritual sense, when we go back to work, and it does happen, I hope we're able to keep this momentum going, because I've had more conversations with guys. I've had more great Bible studies. We've taken books and just said, let's go through this chapter by chapter, verse by verse. We never would have had this type of time during the season. The season's such a grind, and we're on the go, and it's go, 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 and we're on different time zones. We're scattered throughout the country. It's hard for us to get together, even for prayer calls and things like that. But this has been an awesome season of being together and studying and growing in the Lord. And I'm really thankful that God's given us this, because I think we're going to come out of this stronger than ever spiritually. And, you know, our calling for Christ is the name of our organization. Our motto is Jesus Loves Empires. And I think we are getting stronger so that when we get back out there, we're going to reach and teach and disciple more professional umpires for Jesus.
Good. Ted Barrett, the veteran Major League umpire, is going to be 55 next month. And Ted, thanks for coming back and spending all this time with us on Sports and Commentary. God bless you.
God bless you. And we'll get back out there. And please, for the people listening, when you see umpires, instead of getting mad at us and yelling at us, please pray for us. We would appreciate it.
Yes, we'll make a point of that. Thank you.